I just heard somebody about right now. And by God's grace, because you're so good, we're going to have a lot of time today. It's always the same thing for in that 23 years today. And I'm a big touch area. It isn't just the man to do our session, but one thing I'm grateful about that, I'm just, the thing that I'm seeing is respectful to that, is that, you know, there's a lot of people that are members of the Equity Blue Bridge. And I see that possibly, that I am probably you guys on in his own home. And, but it made me feel good. You know, this section of the Liquid Gator, you know, I've been a regular tenant. And, in fact, I'm just actually the third member of Liquid Gator. And, as the year has gone by, 11 of them, I think, just 12, or 12 or 13, I guess, you know, we have a sizable group in it. And, it made me feel not only honored, it made me feel good inside. A couple of dollars from what those different questions, all of them, mystery. I'm sure, you know, people know them, but they'll give me one more. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to see how these are. I don't want to live one more time. But I want to eat out another partial level. And I'm pretty good record at least over 20 years. My sobriety is a meaningful sobriety. And possibly, I don't even know what possibly is to talk about the sobriety. You will understand, maybe understand better that my sobriety meaningful in a relationship with my sobriety. Very good. I'm told and I had a practice in all my affairs. It has made possible for our marriage to be put out together. That was totally going on.
We guys are thank you.
The next, or during the sessions that start there, one of the things that Mark is holding
you. This is a
purple platform. You have a problem. Just thought you could eat a few. I was here. And I think it was a real special occasion involved in my life. And I've been sitting here thinking, at least I'm going to say, I'm going to be in front of him anyway. And I was like, hey, I don't want to make my money. I really don't. You know, 11, 12 years before, I'm doing all kinds of things. I've been doing all kinds of things. And I don't know whether I don't remember anymore, or whether I just don't, whether I just found out that I didn't listen to my stuff on YouTube. But sometimes I think I don't have enough room. And I share, and I think maybe the reason is that I have discovered that not just the truth, it's the truth that reveals itself to you. And I used to say all the things, but I had experienced it. And I think I'm probably more careful today not to say anything off the top of my head. And I don't want, my prayer had been that that I would only say things to you that I've been mine, that I've experienced in my own life. And that whatever of our experiences that we need to share, that any of you sitting out there need to hear, that God will hold us. And that's the reason that I want to feel like this is not anything to be planned by us. I know it's planned by God. And I don't know what's going on, but it may be planned. Because none of us really know it's going to happen. It's going to be happening. And I know that even if you're here for a purpose, for a reason, and you're here because you're those leaders. And you're here by the same time. And for some reason, you need to be this again. And you're all going to participate this year. Every one of you that came here brought your gift this morning. You brought your gift that you have gained in life and through the purpose of A&O. And you brought your gift of love and understanding and service and care and caring and whatever they are. You bet your gift during this morning. And each of you are participating in this with us. And your consciousness, your gift that you brought, it was going to make it me. You know, if I and I were sitting up here together, and you were not out there, we would have stuff. You really would. So, I would ease you to feel a part of this weekend, and to know that we're going to have an experience together, because we're going to be not only going through this, but we're going to be working on. We're going to be doing them, and reaffirming, and be doing them in our life, as we put them together. And, you know, that's what works. I know that each of you have been for a moment to know that that's the key, to apply in your life, to get into action. And I never got very far. This is the steps of the program, and so I was willing to sit down and quit working, and I wanted all at once, and take one at a time, one step at a time, and live it, and do it, and apply, and use it, until I made mine, until it became my sentence. But I didn't even have to really consciously do it anymore. I just automatically say, give me two weapons, I'm going to do that one, or step three, or whatever the occasions are. And that's the way that becomes part of us. This is the spiritual food that we take into our life, live it, practice, and apply, and make the difference. So I'm really thrilled that each one of you are here, and just delighted that you have come. Share with us,
if you're going to share with you tonight. In the talk about sex, especially if you're going to talk about sex, there's nothing more important about sex than the basic question. Not that I haven't had an answer, I believe that it's like an illustration. We reach down, or it reminds you of something that happened out. So we really did want to say, and one thing that we need to say, and see what is here. Now, many of you are saying, you can draw your own, okay. We understand my experience. Yeah. Many years connected to study getting enough functionality to be studied sex. And many of you are experts. And people have trouble with sex. I'm there truly a basic reason and many instances why they have not got into this. and it's really that they don't know what it means. Now, my experience with this is, that's what happened to me. He said, I really didn't know what the simple suggestion that I did. And I got it. But I was the only one that had to ask, I was embarrassed to ask, you know, and I was a loser as a result. But you know, he said, if someone off the corner say, you know, if I do this, if I turn my back and my way over here, why is that? What am I doing? Because I don't know. Well, that those are the kind of things that I call out quite a bit. And exactly why is it the step of this that I need to do in order for these things to cross to come to my life? Okay. The first step of alcoholic mama says, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and our lives had become angry. Now, before we get into the step, each one of you are just, I'm going to do this on three steps. We're going to take some words and disassociate them from the step. That understand the meaning of the word and end up word back in step to see if we have a new meaning. So we get a new meaning from our understanding of the step. But the first word in that step that I think deserves a critique about what it means is admitted. And each time you think that's what it doesn't mean, when you admit something, what does that mean? I looked in the dictionary and I looked at the spectrum. I don't do that well. This thing is confession from beginning to end. We're confessing something. And we confess to the fact that we are powerless over alcohol and that our lives have done amazing. And we confess to a profession. I profess that this is the way of this life. And I'm preaching to talking to myself. Now, with my entry into the program of alcoholism, I become a part of you people. I profess this as I be that I literally am powerless over alcohol and that my life is done amazing. And the word powerless needs my attention. But what does that really mean? You know, it means that I'm without power in this area that I just talked about. Having to do with alcohol. I'm either powerful to the degree that I can have alcohol. Or I lack the power necessary to have it also if it's already having me. It means weak people, and I found out that both of these were applicable in my life. That became quite weak people. And there is another word I found that it helps. To be powerless means you're broke. And you make it anywhere you want to be. And another one is, I'm an evil. Which says the rest of the difference. I'm not empowered. I'm powerless. Powerless. I'm without power. I admit, I believe the fact that I'm without power in this way. I can do my relationship with alcohol. And my life is unmanageable. Unmanageable simply means not manageable, not controlled, or not practical. And as one of these things, I believe I'm powerless over alcohol and my life is unmanageable. No real sense. Anything that I have power over, I literally drive through them. And I still don't have the situation. And I'm in control. I was not one of the ones who gradually banked themselves into a culture that is blindness, that is, those who are able to drink, the beauty of those who are not. From the very beginning, I was very little angry at it. And I tried to say that, I was actually picking out all this. Hey, y'all, I can't think. But the simple fact of the matter is, alcohol and bowling better than even going to alcohol. And my life became a man. You know, this ends up in another way. What is your life? There's nothing that really can draw your life coming over, but just. It's the activity of your man and it's been saved. And the people who make part, that's my life. You make part of that. Are violent and physical part of my life. And it's feeling where I have the city steps is a violent and physical part of my life. It's the activity of a good man and a good situation and the people who took part. And you make part of taking part of it. And activity is the meaning here. We're in this space of that. And you make part of it. And I'm for that. And that's my life right now. I can feel out of this situation in my business life. I have a life that comes to children. Our $20 and our husband. Our grandchildren. And the fantastic and unbelievable relationship. I truly learned to be that through the love of you. Hundreds upon hundreds of these rooms of office. So this is my beautiful life. And those things and all things related to them as a result of my inability to control alcoholism became unnatural. My relationship with Marvel became, in the first year, unbearable and deadly. My relationship with my family, my parents, my brothers, all the people with whom I had contact came to suffer as a result of their relationship with me in the latter years of practicing alcoholism. Now, one thing that I think we need to understand, that on the first evening of our hospital, I'm thinking, this is typically pretty good today. We're not expected to realize the degree of the unmanageability of our life that we're in the future. You come to this knowledge. You know that things are so messed up that something got to get back to the reason today. And the secret in most cases, the secret hope we find something to alleviate a problem that is so acute in our lives that we don't think we're going to live it. Okay. And we have that knowledge when we come, and we listen to the experiences of other people, and are helped to review our past, and then you think that on the day of the so we come to know, there's a bigger knowledge than ever, just how unmanageable our life really was. And then we get to review a past list that is unmanageable for us, but what we're experiencing on a daily basis, and so there's a big gap there. And the bigger the gap, the easier the indication is. You know, I say to myself, my God, man, I don't want to do that anymore. And all that thought comes to us. I really understand, I believe it, and I will have the experience. I'm willing to go to anything to do something different than what I have. And then we have a last question. He says, these are the steps we took. And he said, that's your big favorite about step one in my life. Not your life, but in my life. And he started talking about the experience that he had and the unmanageability of his life and his utter power over alcohol. And all of a sudden, there's an identification comes. And you start sharing these experiences. And they're saying, no, after somebody said, I believe you're ready to talk about something. You see, that really, that's the best root of all of our times. The loving, caring, sharing. Between two people that experience the same problem, and they're looking for a common answer. You know, it's fantastic. There's one answer that's common to us, of a million people, we're talking about one time. And we have a problem that the answer is harmful to even any of us. We're not segmented. There's no presentation, we're going to be here, we're going to be here. One group that doesn't know what they've done, said this portion of their problem, and another another portion. You know, we all got the same need. We have the same problem, and the same answer. A living problem, and a living answer, is living in the heart of people just like you. I admit, I was entirely over alcohol, that my life has done that.
The first way that I could say, being Al-Anon wasn't mean that I was powerless over the alcoholic. And I did this before I got here. Because I had tried every way that I knew to keep him back and get him just up to the same house and do it. I couldn't do it. I really took a step at that level before I got here. But then I got here, I didn't know that I was doing powerless over the alcoholic. So I tried to still be powerful and in trouble. And we got in trouble. We got in trouble long and I tried to control him over as well as I could by controlling him. But I just knew that I could stop him from drinking. And I got real mental. I just don't remember it. I remember that I dedicated myself one day to him. It was very hard. It was over for one day. And I didn't hold it for another day. We had adults that were in school, same. We were in school, Denver, and during civilization, we were in Denver, lived in Denver, Colorado, and the police had come down with get serious, 40, I can't remember what it was, and doctors told me I could not travel with him. And I stayed here about it, and I had to learn the same need to be killed. So I told him that God could support and think over his last name to him and serve him too. And I am voting to the vote today to continue to suffer. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Now, he didn't raise any more, and but I'm going to say to you all that, and you're not going to be on my side, and you're going to get her every time you go, I'm going. And you're going to get over day and early morning. Now, he wanted to go visit his rest day. And they had a nickname, so I thought, well, okay, we can go out there. Well, but I didn't know a lot, but they didn't get any work from the guy. I didn't car, and I was running, but he got the guy that worked for the day, and my name was here. And I found out where he could also open the house and go back to back to the hotel here now with me, but I don't know that thing. And a long way in the day, he went over to his friend Jerry, who was a quiet drinker, and I said, I took him to the room, I said, no, he can't go back. He can't go back because he ran. No, I told you, I was drinking. I really didn't know. It was the first drink, you know, that I just didn't know. I didn't know that I had to drink it. I'll go out again, I can, and I'll be drinking. I said, no, I'm not going to drink that. And he said, and Jerry said, just one little bit of deep drink. I'll make it real weak. Just be something for folks. Not when you're there. I said, oh, okay, I just wanted to drink for her. So we had that one little wee drink, and I said, it was time to go. And because I'm off. And I started looking for him, and he was drinking, and he had bought her this big man. My friend, Wyatt, called me the next day, and she said, I cannot imagine where our port of the went. He said, we just, the port down and there, and he went through his book and the book. And I knew it was what he said. So I gave up in. I gave up in. I knew that I had put words of this ever that I had, and there was no way he could talk. So there was a step in, and I didn't really know when I got the program that my life was unmanageable, except because he drank. And that's just as far as I got to step. But then after a while, I told him, I can answer to see, like the book says, the innermost part of my being, that I was actually powerless over a book alcohol as well as run alcohol. And then I began to see also that I was out, that I was myself, in my human state, I was missing. And I never did anything. And I began to look at my life and see that without the power that I could call God, that I would never be anything. So I began to get that one. And it did think I was powerful every day. If I lost my car keys, I said, I think, oh, I'm powerful. I'm my car keys. And I was unable. And I began to take the little, my life unable. And I began to take the little data thing that, that I can get to my car was dark. I'm sitting there and think, I'm powerful. I can start my car. And you know, my husband is dark, you know, when I just remembered the plug into the power. And they told me that the lack of power was my demon, or our demon. So I began to plug into the power. I began to admit my total power, and then all the areas of my life on human. And it was a great thing, it was a great experience. Later on, I got into the sixth, you know, more depth, and started looking for the principles. And now, when I study step, I look for the three keys. I look for the prayers, the principles, and the bonds. And these steps. Now, every step is one of the prayers, which you'll be amazed if you look, the way it tells you to the essence of the mystical prayers. And the steps, as well as, every step is a spiritual experience need. And there are points to these steps. There are, and you need to find yourself. So now, I have my book ballpark, and I have what the bonds are, and the prayers are, and what the principles are, with the steps. And it's really neat to get into it that way. And I like to tell people particularly that have discussed it. But if you practice something at a conscious level for 2 weeks, if you consciously practice step one, and then maybe take up step two and beat them step three in a week, that after 3 weeks of consciously practicing a step, then it becomes your, and becomes automatic, and then you just automatically do that step, and you need to use automatically every day. Also, take first step every morning. Now, I mean that I do it like I did when I was studying for a period of time, and I also go back over step, maybe every 6 months or a year or whenever I do. I know it's time to start with step one and go through again. I also find out that, I can just quickly go through steps, and I don't want to disturb, and I mean, and I'm in trouble, and I don't even know what it is. I can do it, but you know, review my mind, and look at all the same problems that I'm having right now. So there are so many ways to use the steps, in her life. And that's what makes it famous. Every time doing heaven experience. I've been working 3 months for a year in lifetime, and I had done a many different ways. And in lifetime, I decided, I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to go out and do a step at a time. And whatever comes to me to do, whatever seems to think of me to do, from my reading, from my hearing, from what comes to me, meditation, that's good, but I'll do the text this time. And I'm going to do it that way. And the way that I did the text this lifetime, is I do my reading, and I'm doing principles, and the problems, and underlining, and practicing. Practically, when I get into step or something like that, I almost exactly do it to the exclusion of all others, but that is the thermal thing in the mind. I tell people to live it and be it and apply it for a period of time. And that's because that's my spirit, and that's the way it works for me. It never hurt me, that's why I did that way. So this time, with that one, I knew enough about me that I knew some of my weak spots and where I was going to go. So I wrote down the three major blaring defects that I saw in my life. And then I wrote down 10 things that I could see that I was really powerful for, and it made my life financial. And now I at least trace the things that I was powerful for to my three main defects of character that were bothering and ugly. And I saw how the defects were causing the problem in these areas that were unable in my life on the human level. Of myself, I could do nothing about. And I really had a tremendous experience that way. I had insight about myself that I really had not been known for. The, I'll read you the principle that I discovered in them. In that one, so I'm borrowing a book so that I'll always have a thing. The principle to me is that one that I describe is honesty, the acceptance, powerlessness, and surrender. And probably both. But that's the way that it seems to me at the time. And for me, sometimes it's easier to just review the principles and see if I am violating the principles in my everyday life. And if I am, you know, I work with it. And I don't care about it. If I'm in my fault, I think I've said something for years. Like, oh, I think I've got it. Because I really have to sleep. I really have. And I don't know that I could sleep. I really doubt that I could sleep. And, but, or, I see a difference in the way you work with it. I really alcoholic with the person of the drug and the alcohol. Let's go to the alcoholic. We don't got something to give up. And when you do that, I don't see a difference in the way we apply it. Not. I think that's all I have to say.
One other thing I was making sure about the first thing and about the film stuff. I have not been aware of the thing that I was thinking about 10 years. In fact, I'm sure I wasn't aware of it for 15 years of those new things. But it has to do with it. I mean, believe that there are two endless blinds of the cross. Now, approximately 3/5 of all the people in the day cross only one line. And it's the line that we hear is something interesting, but it's a little bit old. It's sort of the criteria that we use, you know, make those about ourselves to try to put it. We cross this line that they're social from alcohol to addict. From that time on, as long as a person doesn't make that first drink, they remain sort of in control. At least in the sense that they are exercising some power of choice over drinking others. But there is another way. If you become aware of your condition or the things that you're experiencing in your life, and you go a long way beyond this, there's another way. And so hazy, it's too hard to progress. Because no one that much better than I speak. I know this. I'm looking at it. I know who it is. And, well, I think the end is. And I'm not sure. I may go on and get my head. But, I didn't know that much about them, the way they drink, the last time they drink, and the final drink. Now, the man is a former Hot Jack Wilkins for so long, and all these people are going, but they've missed a lot over that. He said, the change of man is from their fellow, and this is what we're okay. Now, with all the modern information that we have, and the agencies, and the Saturday, I mean, the radio, all these talking about alcoholism, and the periodicals, newspaper articles, radio, TV, with the shows that they have, no people today have some knowledge of alcoholism, really. And they know that they set up most of the kind of criteria. If a guy drank this way, he's not calling it, he's not drinking, now he's been on pretty good. It doesn't make a difference what the individual factor is, that's what it is. You see, most people have something like that. So at least one of the things they have set up some warning signals. Set out to lay out in their conscious warning. Well, you might be on that building, but I'm going to be in trouble. Well, come out, there are some who can even find this point. And they then become healthy, you know, the first thing happens to us. And that's when you're sick. It's because you are in real trouble if you don't have a choice, even to the first thing. Why would I bring that up to you? Why would I bring that up? Because when you talk about your life being unmanageable, when you have no control over the first drink of the day, not the second, the third, even the first drink, you have totally lost the power to exercise any control that has to do with your attention. And from that point on in time, you are sad down the hill, and it's the most unbelievable message you're experiencing in life. Now, you can be alcoholic and choose that first drink, right? You're okay. I know this too, because all the people that you know this way. Now, I can admit that way, I just did. And then I lost the ability to even discern, should I or shouldn't I have the first drink. Previously, I had lost the ability to decide about the second drink. And I made myself read it.
Yeah.
And consequently, I have never ever had a problem with the first day from the very first meeting that I attended. You see, I'm unique in a sense. I knew the alcohol was killing me for about a year before I quit it. And I came to loathe and despise and hate every drink that I took inside. I hate myself for what I've become. And I was powerless to stop doing the thing that I did. And I have silently promised myself that in the morning, it's not in my heart. And I'm going to get out, and I'm going to put it down, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to do something, I'm going to get a good day. You know, I secretly want to get a good father with me, and we're all together. And so I can't house any areas in my life, and I was a terrible father, and a terrible person. And couldn't help it. I literally could not help being who I had become. And I was fully and utterly powerless over all conditions in my life. And the first step was not a hard thing for me to do. Do you have some thoughts, questions, or wants to say to yourself? The same thing you've been in my life, it would be helpful somewhere else. Okay, Bob.
How did you become a
the question was asked, how did I manage to get to the point in time that was able not to take prescription? I was back when they delivered and came partially to keep myself adjusted to the sick, the chart hall. And then after weeks and weeks and weeks. And during this period of time, it was mostly that she had really had enough this time, and she moved out and went missing. And I might add this. The more things we hold to, you know, the harder it is to get into the heart, even further. And there were several things that I found tactically. One was to keep the truth about my legal condition away from my mother and father and family. And mostly, if I could really prove it, they'd go up with me about this up to that thing. And she told them every last thing I had. And you see, that was one obstacle that was removed my life. And there was an accident. But, Bob, this is my first knowledgeable experience with God's grace. And this never means to me, you know, I'm just saying one thing, the rest of God, that he's actually experiencing that. This is period of time when, oh, first of all, back to the thing, there are three men, who were members of alcoholic numbers, who heard about my condition. And they had this ending at my people found me, brought me right across the liquor here to Boston County, out to farm. And the way I went, my first day, the other day, they took the keys out of all cars, let out them, on the pickup. And I didn't have one man in the room. I literally did not, I didn't have a cigarette, and I didn't have a way back, and I didn't have a way to get time, and I was literally too sick to walk. You know, this is the reason I was in that area by me and age to get the day that I got there. But the way I got there was to become completely without. And that means frustration, that means everywhere in my life. Completely without. And then I had exhausted all my resources, and my reason itself had left. And I was totally incapacitated, and to a degree I couldn't boost the process. Then I experienced God's grace. And the reason I know I experienced God's grace is I didn't know anything about the problem of alcoholic science when you saved my life. But I had experienced strength, but not drinking. Further, it was a physical thing. I couldn't get a drink. It's like being in jail. I had gone through days for once in a while, not drinking. And some people helped me that way. I didn't cooperate. And, but I literally became physically unable to drink. I was too perfect. I was too sick to drink. And that kind of sickness was not something that went anywhere to watch. It just went on and on. And I had all the bad things that I couldn't come off of. Years drunk. And, you know, flopping around and chugging and chewing and throw that thing all at me. But, all of a sudden, 4 or 5 days ago, man, I didn't drink. And then these men, hey, and their experience came to me. That's a different story. That's a story I'll tell you another time. But they took me to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have never, ever had another thing about any of that in the second day. Okay. But it was God's grace. And only that, because God had the opportunity. I literally would have drank. But not have the opportunity. My daughter's become a little bit.
That goes back to me.
The 5 bullets we've been
in. And it happened in our life. And the longer we are away from our problem or our business, the more we see how God's working in our life all the time. And then the program can see, but you can look back and see everything that had happened to you had to get you ready for the time and place that you were able to turn and go in the way. And so we did us for a while. And then before we went, I used to cry because we didn't get over here then. We did. But we did not believe it. It has, in God's time, He knows what we have to go. And where we already were, I believe we said, He continues to deliver us what He does for us. Does anyone have any questions or comments about the steps we'll go on?
All right. You know, and in the book, it says these are the steps we took. Now, what that means is there were approximately 100 people who rallied with 2 or 3 of them in the families and everything, and they came up with 2 steps. And what those 100 people are saying to us, this is what we did. And if you do it, you get some results that we did. So, in each of us, now he said, I rather than we. Now you have steps. I'm just personal now. I did these things rather than we did. I came to be your power greater than myself with the story to send. I had a lack of power. Lack of power was my dilemma. And when the power is added, started a reversal in my life. A receipt of hating was desired. And I had started to swing to 180 degrees. When the power was added. But the power is never added, that's just recognition of what the power is. And I believe one of the most beautiful things that has ever been given to people who are members of Alcoholics Anonymous is that you have a lifetime to defy power. A lifetime to defy that power. And in each and every case, the power is personal to me. It's a nice thing. The two and I share a power that has had dramatic effect in our life, and we understand this in similar nature, but it is absolutely not necessary for it to be that. It's massive, it is, but it's not necessary for the power to be the same power in our minds. Mm-hmm. I have an identification, it's always in the same power, but it's an identification of the different spirits, that's it. It's a good book. What is it that I do not believe? I came to believe what is that, what does that mean? That means to take as true or real. To have trust and confidence in. To have faith. And most particularly, to have confidence in the truth. That's what we do, to have confidence in the truth. And I was sort of finished, and I sure enough don't want to participate. You know, I've experienced untruth so much in my life, when I've come to that time, that whatever it is I embrace, I really want it. Want it. Made. In fact, it is a vital importance to my well-being that it be the truth. And again, one of the beautiful things in this program is I get to discern the truth. That innermost feeling of Holy Spirit. I came to believe. I came to faith as true or real that the wild power can restore me to sanity. Now, what type of sanity is it that I'm used to? Prior to the time I came to the program of Dr. Wexman, I had been very, very successful in this. For a young guy, I had just absolutely done what I truly had. In my 20s, I had become very successful in this. And thank you all. Now, I want to return to sanity by experience and heart to be able to do these things. There obviously was something a little out of character about that sanity. You know, as I tiptoed down the last little path and wound up in the state that I swung through, I don't know. So I really don't want that to be the sanity. Well, I want the sanity that I experienced at the very best time in my marriage, the entire time I came to the state. With the very best sanity that I experienced when things were running at the very best in our marriage, the entire time. That's the sanity that I want to enter into with you after. Now, I really don't think so because you cannot imagine the total state that I have to go on. And there's something wrong with that sanity that's tied up in a state of total insanity. And as I review, while I tried to come to Alcoholics Anonymous, at its very best, I now discover there is no sanity in the area of my life that I suffer from. So while the sanity is there, I want to be restored to God's sanity. That's the sanity that I want to experience, and I'm the only balance of my life to learn about God's sanity. I can believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to its sanity. I'm about to get back to what you asked. Okay. Well, the question I'm going to go in with. How did I not think when I lost the ability to think or not think the first rest of the day? Okay. I can't believe about this, but I'm never ever. Personally, I'm very glad you did, because it actually illustrates my own. I told you that I predicted this for just one day. And about many years, thank you, because you had a meditation just one day. And she exhausted herself. She used every method at her disposal to keep me back in, and I just kept on listening.